Democrat Maggie Hassan blames inflation on pandemic, Ukraine war, not her policies. By Wendell Hasebo on October 20, 2022. Embattled Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, on Thursday blamed record high inflation on the pandemic and the Ukraine war, not on Democrats' fiscal or energy policies, for which she voted. Government spending did play a role in inflation, did it not? A HR9 interviewer in New Hampshire asked her. Inflation is the number one issue in the state. Hassan dodged the question by claiming the massive Democrat spending throughout 2021 to 2022 was necessary after the pandemic in 2020. There was a lot that we needed to do, she said. When you talk with economists, they are really talking to us about the things I mentioned. About getting these long-term drivers of inflation back under control. And they really are related to the pandemic and the war, she claimed about inflation. Hassan did not mention that inflation and gas prices have spiked since Democrats regained control of the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the administrative state. Gas prices were already $3.53 two days before Russia invaded Ukraine. On January 20, 2021, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. Hassan also did not mention President Joe Biden's campaign promise to reduce oil drilling. In the last 2 years, the Biden administration has succeeded in driving up private and public financing costs of oil drilling, halting drilling on public lands, and canceling the Keystone pipeline. Hassan also ignored her inflation-fueling voting record. She voted for Biden's $3.5 trillion budget plan, the $1.9 trillion for coronavirus stimulus, a debt limit increase, and the $3 trillion infrastructure package. She also voted for the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which will cost taxpayers $700 billion. Experts also say the bill will not reduce inflation. According to September's Consumer Price Index, CPI, inflation rose 8.2% compared to a year earlier. A recent Heritage Foundation study shows wages for American families are down $6,000 after adjusting for inflation, an increase from an earlier estimate that put the decline in real wages at $4,200. General Don Bolduc, Hassan's Republican challenger, slammed Hassan in a debate on Tuesday for fueling inflation. Look at what has happened to New Hampshire, historic inflation. People are hurting, they can't afford the necessities of life, General Bolduc said. We've got to get rid of career politicians. Granite Staters say, number one problem is career politicians. 20 years, right there, he said, pointing at Hassan in the room. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.